The word of the Lord came to me, saying,
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me,
Do not say, I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you,
declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me,
I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Francesco. I lead the Big Fish group. And we're here to share some good news. And the good news is we have this amazing group of young people. For those of you, just to remind you, they are in years 7 and 8 at school and secondary school
this
at the moment.
This is Big Fish.
There you go. might end up a lot of things like that this morning. And we have usually between 8 and 12 young people with us on a Sunday morning. It's quite seasonal. Some of them play hockey in the winter, some of them play cricket in the summer, so we don't always see everyone consistently, if you want. But it's a good number, usually. It's a nice number to work with. We meet down in the school, and what we normally do is something very silly to start with, and then we calm down a bit. We've done various things this year, different activities and looking at our faith in different ways. And then we always finish with, what do we finish with? Food, yes, of course. I'm really grateful to be supported by some really good people like Vicky and Martina and various other adults who are called in to help when we're a bit low on numbers. And I would like to say a massive thank you to both Lizzie and Stu who support me and behind the scenes. The young people don't necessarily see them doing anything on Sundays, but I certainly rely on them through the week. So this morning, what we'd like to do is, well, it's quite a lot of things. One of the things we wanted to get over was what life is like for young people today. It's obvious the world is a very different place now than for when most of us were young. And that obviously impacts on their lives in lots of different ways, not least being a Christian. I think it's fair to say that probably for most of the young people, the only Christians they see will be their families, close friends like that, and people here on Sundays. So I can't stress too much the importance of everyone here and the impact you have on their lives, although you might not really realise it. I think it is harder now for them to feel like possibly that, you know, they're on their own out there in the big wide world, and I think we just need to keep reminding them that they're not, that we're all here with them. And hopefully you'll see some insights into what we've done this year and what life is like for them. Okay. I'm not sure what is, oh, so that's, who is Big Fish? particularly like the church that's just full of sweets. It's just like they're coming down from on high. So now I'm going to ask Molly to come up. Oh no, it's the quiz. Sorry, we're going to the quiz next. Hannah. And Hannah, over to you.
So, welcome to our quiz. This is all about what we do and what we get from school, like homework and stuff like that. It's really quite simple. You just have to guess one of the answers from the multiple choice questions, and if you get it right, you get a sweet. So, question one. How much homework does the average year 9 have per day? A, 0 to 30 minutes. B, 30 to 45 minutes. C, 45 minutes to 1 hour. Or D, 1 to 2 hours. It is D. Question two. What percentage of 15-year-olds had not read, seen or heard the Nativity story? A, 7%. B, 34%. C, 57%. Or D, 73%. Yeah, the answer is B, 34%. Question three. How many adults are there in Church of England churches for every child? A, one adult for every child. B, two adults for every child. C, four adults for every child. Or D, six adults for every child.
Six.
Yeah, the answer is six adults for every child. Next question. What percentage of young people admit to having felt stressed about exams or revision? A, 31%. B, 48%. C, 59%. Or D, 90%.
D.
Yep, the answer is D, 90%. Next question. What percentage of adults attending church also attended as children? A, 90%, B, 65%, C, 40%, or D, 20%?
B.
And the answer is A, 90%. Percentage of adults say they came to faith because of either growing up in a Christian family or coming to church as a child? A, 8%. B, 17%. C, 44%. Or D, 54%. Yes, the answer is D, 54%. What percentage of children aged between 5 and 16 suffer from a diagnosable mental health condition? A, 15%, B, 10%, C, 5%, or D, 2%? The answer is B, 10%. What percentage of Church of England churches have fewer than 5 under 16s? A, 12%, B, 23%, C, 48%, or D, 79%? D. The answer is C, 48%. Okay, and now we're handing over to some other people.
Great, I get to keep on with this. So, a week in the life. James and Molly, come on up. Come on up. Molly, unfortunately, is struggling. James, do you want to come one side and Molly go the other side? I asked Molly to give us some insight into her week, and she took a photo of her weekly planner. I was horrified by this, and I'm a teacher. Molly, you have 5 homeworks on Monday. Is that right?
This was in test week.
This was a test week, okay. But that is pretty heavy going, a heavy start to the week. I like the way it gets easier. By Friday, there's hardly anything there. But obviously, do you get a few days to do, or you don't have to do 5 on one night? Okay, so it kind of balances out throughout the rest of the week. But obviously, you can see there's a lot. This is test week, so a lot of revision going on there. History, science, English, Mandarin, art, so a massive range of subjects, and then Spanish as well on Tuesday. And there's PE on Thursday. Does that say practice running? Okay, that's what I thought it said. And then obviously conservation on Friday morning. Is that after school? Is that like a club? Going Beyond.
They do this thing on Friday afternoons.
Come in. So, go on.
They do this thing on Friday afternoons where you do, activities.
But not in the classroom?
No.
Outside. Okay. So, Molly gave us some pictures as well. So, this... Do you want to... Can you explain?
It's my school bag.
No. There's more than one bag there. So, there's... A sports bag?
I tried to crush everything into one bag.
And what's that?
Oh, I had to bring my flute.
And the flute. And this is your laptop bag. And there's your homework. And some... So it's, you're not taking that in every day, though, are you? Okay. But that's throughout the week. You need those things.
Well, that's all one day.
That's one day. Okay. And here she goes.
Oh, that's athletics on Monday.
Athletics on Monday. Practicing, hopefully. Was this...
Conservation.
Oh, this is the conservation. Good. Okay, I was wondering. And then...
Wait.
Maybe we should have put this in the quiz.
I don't really know.
So, do you do a lot of online?
Yeah. Most of it's online.
Most of
basically
your...
Basically everything is.
Everything?
Yeah. All of it.
All maths? All subjects?
No, all subjects are online.
All subjects are online. Okay, so that'd be a bit different from how it was when we were at school. Nice picture?
That's drama.
Drama performance?
Yeah, I didn't take one of drama club.
It's okay, that's
attending.
Fine. Okay, so how often do you do drama?
I do drama club on Thursdays.
Drama club on Thursdays. Oh my goodness. Gym? How often do you do gym?
3 times a week.
3 times a week. And are there competitions as well?
Yeah.
On top. Okay. And then James, you can sit down. Do you want to sit down?
What the hell?
That was ages ago. Sorry?
That was me making a cake for a party or something.
With lots of sweets on top. Here's James in the gym.
Oh, yeah, I was doing a PE homework.
PE homework?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had to make a circuit.
Cool. And here he is, continuing his
homework.
Circuit.
More homework.
Did you enjoy that homework?
A bit.
And then, nice day out.
Oh, yeah, it's Hampton.
Windsor. I think it's Windsor.
Is it not? Okay. Nice day out with your brother.
Oh, that was London Youth Games.
And you were doing?
Kayaking against 16-year-olds.
Okay, well done. There we are. Slalom.
Yep.
Cool.
And that's the racing one.
That's the long
Yeah.
Go really fast in a really straight line if you can.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, we're having a barbecue outside.
At home. Okay. So hopefully... Busy, busy lives, lots of things going on, lots of homework, and then lots of activities as well on top of that. I think... Oh, right, what... oh, is this the boys? Over to the boys. Unfortunately, Liam is in this video, but some of the other boys aren't here this morning. It's really interesting, we usually have a boy-girl 50-50 split in the group. The boys sit one side and the girls sit on the same side. And so last week they made a video. Oh, sorry, can I pause that? When we did Alpha, we followed there's a whole series of videos to support the Youth Alpha course. And these two young Canadian Christians were doing it. And they kind of asked these random people, and I mean random people, questions, and we were always like, why don't they ask some like people who know what they're talking about? So we inspired by that, I think our boys did a bit better than that. So we'll hear what they've got.
Go back.
Right.
Over to Stu.
Here we go. It looks like it's going to be, but it's okay.
Liam. Emmanuel.
Aaron.
Who is Jesus?
Jesus, he managed to inspire a lot of people, and that obviously started Christianity. He had a lot of followers, and he healed people, and he brought God's message to a lot of people.
What difference has being a Christian to make to your life?
Well, it helps you when you're going through hard times or you're in trouble. He's always there to support you and lift you up whenever you need it. When you're going through good times, you can thank him for it and share it with him.
Okay. What is the Bible?
The Bible is a collection of books of God's word, which help us and tell us how to live our lives as Christians.
Do you ever pray?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
What is the best thing about church?
Well, I like the calm of the place and somewhere where you can relax and pray to God, but don't forget the sweets.
What is the worst thing about church?
Can't really think of any.
Annoying people. Eating the girls.
Where do you go if you want to ask someone questions about faith?
Church.
My mum.
Parents.
Oh my dad. Or my youth leader. Oh God, or the Bible.
You missed out your sister.
I don't ask my sister, she's 5 years old.
Okay, so that was our version of those answers to those questions. We also talked about what people around us, people that we, especially when we're talking about fruitfulness on the front line, about our front lines, about people around us and how they, what they thought of Christians or what they said about Christians. And we had some really interesting responses to that. The young people were a little bit... apprehensive, so they were trying to disguise their voices and their faces, so they did little animations to show you this one. They're not that clear, so I think Stu's subtitled them.
I didn't really know this church. At the start of the year, they said they didn't go to church, but later they said they did. Christians are disgusting and rude.
I don't go to church.
Okay, so, Stu, it's over to you.
In a moment, they're going to come and lead us in prayer, but just great to acknowledge their contribution this morning. You may well have heard some things that surprised you or shocked you. And really the point of them doing this service is to, often you don't see them on a Sunday morning, they're down at school, is to try and say that we have young people in this church and we really want to invest in them, we want to let them know they're appreciated. Because as you can see, it's really not easy being a Christian young person. It's not easy being a young person, and it's not easy being a Christian young person. There is lots of pressure on them. But we believe, and you know, we heard in our reading, that God speaks to children and young people, that he cares about them passionately. And so we as a church want to do that as well. And so you might be thinking, well, what can I do? What can I do to support them? I want to encourage you to two things, really. Firstly, pray for them. Please pray for them. They so, so need it. And perhaps occasionally you might want to talk to one of them. They don't bite, they're not scary. But it's great to be able to pray when you know what to pray for. And I'll get to know them. Ask them, you know, what can I pray for you? And I'm sure they would love to know that you guys are praying for them. So pray for them, get to know them. And then many of you will be aware that at the moment we're in the process of trying to appoint a youth pastor. And that's to really help us to develop this work, to be able to build relationships with these young people, not just on a Sunday, but throughout the week, to invest in these young people, our 11 to 14s, to invest in the many children that are coming through from KidZone as well. And we, you know, if you were here yesterday, you would have seen all the children at Rainbows. There are lots of children around the church, but children grow up, they become young people. So it's partly wanted to appoint a youth pastor for these young people, but also for the ones that are coming through as well. So pray for that process. Pray as we look for the right person to take that forward. And also, we haven't mentioned today, these are our younger young people. These are 11 to 14-year-olds. But if you read your In Focus panel in the news sheet, you'll know that we have older young people as well. We run what we call life groups for older young people. They happen during the week. At the moment, we have one run by Marion and her daughter. And they meet on a Monday night. And they they're called life groups because they're about sharing life together. And they talk about faith. They do some of the silly things that big fish do. They eat together. They go to cinema. But we'd love to see more of them. So the final thing to say is, if you would love to get involved in helping with our young people anyway, do come and chat to me, and we can have a conversation about that. But I hand back over to someone's come to lead our prayers. Is that right? A group. Brilliant. And they're going to. So let's pray together.
We're going to lead our prayers, focusing on our particular concerns and worries. Heavenly Father, every week we hear about how we have destroyed the beautiful world you created for us. We hear about humans have destroyed the habitats of animals to the extent that we now have over 16,000 species threatened with extinction. Please help us to do what we can to stop this. Guide us so that when we go shopping, so that we do not buy items that could cause deforestation pollution. Help us to learn more about our world so that we can look after it in the future. We are worried about endangered animals such as spider monkeys, polar bears, giant pandas, and giraffes. Every week we hear in the news stories from conflict zones around the world, such as Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. We think of the innocent people caught up in the war, the family displaced, and the people injured and killed.
We pray for people who are undergoing treatment for cancer, particularly Parishioner Sue Merwell and Claire Sumpner, who spoke here in church. Give them and their families strength and peace, and bless those who look after them.
At the start of this year, we thought about fair trade. Thank you for the organisations which support fair trade farmers throughout the world. Again, help us to make good choices when we go shopping to ensure no one has been exploited on our behalf.
As we saw particularly this week, we live in an ever-changing world. We don't know what our future will be like, but in all this uncertainty, we have the assurance of having you in our lives, bringing us stability and love. Thank you for always being there for us. Help us to welcome you into every aspect of our lives and be there with us on our front lines every day next week. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.